Former Vice President Al Gore largely disappeared from the national stage nearly 2 years ago. That was when the bitter Florida recount of the presidential vote was stopped by a 5-4 U.S. Supreme Court decision, putting George W. Bush into the White House. Gore and his wife Tipper are on a 25-day national tour to promote their book, Joined at the Heart, The Transformation of the American Family, and their picture book called The Spirit of Family. They're also testing the country's appetite for another Gore candidacy. I asked the former vice president where he's been since December of 2000.
The country went through quite a traumatic experience in that 36-day recount period. And the new president needed the affirmation of legitimacy. I could have run a 4-year rear guard guerrilla campaign to undermine his legitimacy, and 150 years ago, that might have been feasible. Andrew Jackson did it. In this day and time, however, with the United States as the acknowledged leader of the world, I personally came to the conclusion that in accepting the rule of law, I also wanted to accept an obligation to withdraw from the public stage for a time. And the second reason that I made the choice I did is that after 24 years and 36 days in public service...
But who's counting?
Right. No one, apparently.
I wanted to take some time off and just listen to Tipper make comments like that for a while.
Yeah, we've had some fun.
Is losing overrated as a learning experience?
well, you always learn more from the setbacks in life, but it's the only way to learn the most important lessons in life.
The lessons being?
In my case, it's been healthy to just not care about making mistakes or what the political implication of this statement or that statement might be, and just let the chips fall where they may.
It's like the oldest political maxim might be peace and prosperity wins. You were part of an administration that delivered peace and prosperity, 8 years, and in each year, a falling crime rate. That's a lock. How could you not just roll over your opponent on that record?
Well, I'll take responsibility for the mistakes that I made. I think that I've learned a lot. But I think there were some other factors as well. The economic downturn really began in March of 2000. And the markets went down steadily from March through Election Day. There were other issues that the other side brought up and campaigned on vigorously with some success, and I probably should have done a better job of countering some of that, but I'll take full responsibility for not doing better than I did.
What about Bill Clinton's responsibility?
I think the voters are plenty smart enough to distinguish between controversies about personal issues involving him and the great record of leadership that he had in the White House. The Bush-Cheney campaign had as their single-minded mantra during the campaign, we will restore honor and integrity to the White House, and clearly that's what they were basing their campaign on.
How many moments have you had of, I should have done X?
Very few of those. I've learned a lot. I haven't had time to dwell on it.
You know, people do ask that question a lot, and I just want to remind everybody the reality is Al got more votes than any Democrat in history.
And all but one Republican.
And he did get more votes than the current president. And, you know, that makes us feel good.
Are you among those who misunderstood George W. Bush? That's his term, of course.
I don't think that I did. I said all along I thought he was a formidable politician, and I think that view is widely shared now.
How do you think he's done?
Well, on the substance of the policies our country is following, I think our country has suffered under his leadership. I think that he did a magnificent job in the immediate aftermath of September 11th. But then after the military victory in Afghanistan, I think he began once again to get on the wrong track and lost focus on the war against terrorism, refused to let the international community put in enough forces to stabilize Afghanistan. And then instead of using the national unity that was unprecedented after we were attacked for purposes like weaning us from our dependence on oil from the Middle East, which is a factor in all this, Instead, he used it to beat the drums of war against Saddam Hussein, who's a bad guy and who should be removed from power, but who has no known connection to Osama bin Laden that I'm aware of. And I think that resulted in our country losing focus in the war against terrorism. I don't think the country did. I think the administration lost focus.
Has the Bush administration gone too far in the war on terrorism regarding civil liberties?
Absolutely. I think this is one of the most serious questions we face as a nation. Are we going to give away the right to privacy for all Americans? The terrorists have many objectives. They want to destroy us. They want to destroy our way of life. Well, we shouldn't destroy our own way of life by allowing a Big Brother type operation to gather data on every single American at the whim of some agency or some bureaucrat. The fear can cause people and countries to make big mistakes. The very idea of having Admiral Poindexter of Iran-Contra fame to be put in charge of developing this total information awareness plan with total information on every American in the bowels of the Pentagon, I think is an outrage.
The analysis of the midterm elections have been all over the place. One notion, though, is that it was a repudiation of what the Democratic Party has come to be. How do you feel about that?
I think that overstates it. I think the president, for whatever reason, shifted the national conversation to an impending war against Iraq and drew upon the deep emotions aroused by the attacks of September 11th. But the consequence, intended or not, was that all of the discussion that had been building about the economy and about domestic problems was shoved aside. And we went into the national election with a war against Iraq as the main topic of conversation. And I think that put Democratic leaders at a very serious disadvantage. I think they've been criticized too much. I think they had a difficult hand to play.
Former Vice President Al Gore and Tipper Gore, excerpts of their book are at npr.org. Tomorrow, the former vice president will not say whether he has decided to run in 2004, but his thoughts about today's White House are clear.
I think they've really mismanaged the economy. I think the whole economic plan ought to be scrapped. I think their entire economic team ought to be replaced.